trace the call. It's coming from inside the house. Our squad car's on the way over there right now. Just get out of that house.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, September 6th, 2018. Welcome to day 595. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh challenged whether Roe v. Wade was settled law of the land in a leaked 2003 email he wrote while serving in the George W. Bush White House. A lawyer for Bush deemed the email committee confidential when turning it over to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which means it can't be made public or discussed by Democrats during Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings this week. In the email, Kavanaugh wrote, quote, "I am not sure that all legal scholars refer to Roe v. Wade as the settled law of the land at the Supreme Court level, since court can always overrule its precedent, and three current justices on the court would do so," end quote. Here's Kavanaugh saying the opposite in 2006.
Senator, on the question of Roe v. Wade, if confirmed to the D.C. Circuit, I would follow Roe v. Wade faithfully and fully. That would be binding precedent of the court. It's been decided by the Supreme Court.
I ask you your own opinion.
And I'm saying if I were confirmed to the D.C. Circuit, Senator, I would follow it. It's been reaffirmed many times, including in Planned Parenthood versus...
I understand, but what is your opinion? You're not on the bench yet. You've talked about these issues in the past to other people, I'm sure.
The Supreme Court has held repeatedly, Senator, and I don't think it would be appropriate for me to give a personal
answer.
Following the publication of the Kavanaugh email, two Democratic senators unilaterally released several other committee confidential emails. Senator Cory Booker released 12 pages of confidential Kavanaugh emails on racial profiling, affirmative action, and other racial issues. Booker acknowledged that he would be knowingly violating the rules of the Senate by releasing the committee confidential emails.
I knowingly violated the rules that were put forth, and I'm told that the committee confidential rules have knowing consequences. And so, sir, I come from a long line, as all of us do as Americans, and understand what that kind of civil disobedience is, and I understand the consequences. So I am right now, before your process is finished, I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
Booker then invited Republican Senator John Cornyn to, quote, bring the charges, end quote. Later, Kavanaugh refused to answer a yes or no question about whether he had discussed Robert Mueller's investigation with one of Trump's attorneys. During a tense exchange, Senator Kamala Harris asked Kavanaugh whether he had spoken with anyone at Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, a law firm founded by Trump's personal attorney, Mark Cassowitz. Kavanaugh dodged the question.
Have you discussed Mueller or his investigation with anyone at Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer? Be sure about your answer, sir.
I'm not remembering, but if you have something you want to...
Are you certain you've not had a conversation with anyone at that law firm? Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, which is the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, who is President Trump's personal lawyer. Have you had any conversation about Robert Mueller or his investigation with anyone at that firm? Yes or no?
Well, is there a person you're talking about?
I'm asking you a very direct question. Yes or no?
I need to know the... I'm not sure I know everyone who works at that law firm.
I don't think you need to. I think you need to know who you talked with. Who'd you talk to?
I don't think I'm not remembering, but I'm happy to be refreshed, or if you want to tell me who you're thinking
of
who works.
Are you saying that with all that you remember, you have an impeccable memory? You've been speaking for almost 8 hours, I think more, with this committee about all sorts of things you remember. Yeah. How can you not remember whether or not you had a conversation about Robert Mueller or his investigation with anyone at that law firm? This investigation has only been going on for so long, sir. So
right, I'm not sure I'm just trying to think, do I know anyone who works at that firm? I might know.
That's not my question. My question is, have you had a conversation with anyone at that firm about that investigation? It's a really specific question.
I would like to know the person you're thinking of, because what if there's...
I think you're thinking of someone and you don't want to tell us.
Meanwhile, the White House is in a state of total meltdown, with Trump absolutely livid and reacting to the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times with volcanic anger. The op-ed was penned by a senior official in the Trump administration who claims to be part of a resistance protecting the U.S. from its president. The op-ed set off finger-pointing within the West Wing at the highest levels of the administration. Aides and outside allies say, quote, the sleeper cells have awoken, end quote, and that, quote, it's like the horror movies when everyone realizes the call is coming from inside the house, end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, the Trump administration rejected an intelligence report last year that showed refugees are not a significant security threat to the United States. Two, the administration plans to ignore a court ruling in order to detain immigrant children with their parents indefinitely. And three, a government photographer edited photos of Trump's inauguration to make the crowd look bigger than it was after Trump intervened. The photographer cropped out the empty space where the crowd ended after Trump requested a new set of pictures on the first day of his presidency. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.
Stop calling
Jill,
me, you sick!
Listen to me. We traced the call. It's coming from inside the house. You hear me? It's coming from inside the house.